This is Fresh Air. I'm Dave Davies in for Terry Gross.
Be or not a bee? That is the question. Whether 'tis the second letter of the alphabet or some other merry letter. Be or not a bee? This letter doth have a stiff, straight back. And the word back beginneth with B. Be or not a bee. This letter doth have two bumps in the front. And I reckon the word bump beginneth with B. Zounds, the word beginneth with B. If beginneth be a word. Now, by my sword, I declare, be or not a bee, 'tis bee. Good night, sweet bee.
That's Patrick Stewart teaching kids about the letter B on Sesame Street. Today we celebrate the poetry, music, and puppets of Sesame Street, which marks its 40th anniversary on television Tuesday. Frank Oz is an actor, puppeteer, and film director who helped create and did the voices for Cookie Monster, Bert and Grover, and for the Muppets, Miss Piggy and Fozzie Bear. Frank Oz joined Jim Henson and the Muppets in 1963. He directed the Muppets on the big screen in The Muppets Take Manhattan. He directed a blood-sucking plant and a cast of humans in the movie musical comedy A Little Shop of Horrors. And he was directed by George Lucas in The Empire Strikes Back, where Oz handled the puppet and the voice for Yoda, the Jedi Master. Terry spoke with Frank Oz in 1988, when his comedy with Steve Martin and Michael Caine, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, was released.
You did puppets as a kid, and I wonder what kind of puppet shows you did.
Oh, I did variety shows, marionette variety shows, three-minute little acts strung together for about 20 minutes for supermarket openings and birthday parties and parking lots and fairs and church gatherings and anything like that. I made about $30 for half an hour show.
What do you think is different about the Muppets than puppets which preceded it?
Yeah, well, I think it's the tight shot of cameras. I think the tight shot of television created a particular style that Jim did. And that is that when you're working with normal puppets, and again, I'm not crazy about puppets. I care much more about character, and that's why I love Muppets, because they do characters. But I think that the tight shot, the close-up in a TV situation, forces a puppet not to be just a wooden doll. It forced Jim, I think, and his creativity to have a mouth that opens and speaks in sync, and have a cloth instead of wood, and the cloth is malleable, and you can be much more subtle with your hand. I think that close-up really made the difference to Jim, and it both forced him and allowed him to break some bonds of puppetry. He did that. I had nothing to do with that. I wasn't even there.
The puppets were also outside of the proscenium. There's no little puppet theater.
That's it, yeah, because you're right, a proscenium situation, first of all, it's a wide shot. The puppets kind of wiggle. It bores the hell out of me. Puppets are wiggling around, but they just kind of wiggle around and move, and your eye shifts to them. In a proscenium situation, they have to make large motions because it's a proscenium, because there's a lot of space to play with. In a close-up, that close-up is the new proscenium, was the new proscenium, still is. And you don't have to wiggle the doll. You have to be more subtle. You have to be more succinct. You have to be more specific in your movements. And I think that close-up compared to the proscenium really made the difference. It was the germ of what happened with the Muppets and Jim.
I think the superstar of all the puppets, of all the Muppets that you created, was Miss Piggy. And if you could tell us what inspired her.
She was a pig, as there must have been half a dozen pigs in the first year of the Muppet Show, which kind of loosely used in the show. And at one point, it was Richard Hunt, who's another performer, and myself. We kind of used her at different times. And one show, I did her, and She came out of the chorus and attacked the frog romantically. And from that moment on, people started to laugh at her, and I started to have ideas with her and the writers. And then I took over. I said to Richie, it seems like I'm getting somewhere with her. And he said, fine. But I don't know what happened. All I know is that whatever neuroses I have has been filtered through her in some entertaining way, or used to have maybe. And so she is now what I like about her, she's a very layered character. There's a lot of neuroses built inside her. And I've always felt that what's humorous about her is that she hides her pain.
Well, I want to play a short clip of your voice as Miss Piggy from the movie that you directed, The Muppets Take Manhattan. And in this scene, Miss Piggy is working at the perfume counter of a department store.
Oh, yeah.
And working with her is Joan Rivers, and they're selling a perfume called Quelle Différence.
I'll tell you about that, too.
Let's hear the scene first.
Get your Quelle Différence! It's French! It's feminine! It'll help you grab one of those rotten, sticking men! Quelle Différence!
Peter, please! You know, you were fine this morning. Something happened at lunch.
My frog turned on me.
Yeah, I had some bad tuna myself.
I'm gonna fight for him, though. I mean, do you think I'm pretty?
Of course you are. You're more than pretty.
Gorgeous?
Don't push it, Pig.
You were saying there was a story behind that?
I was directing that movie also, and we rented Bergdorf Goodman's on a Sunday in the morning, and a Sunday all day. And Joan had to leave. She had an engagement that evening, some performance she had to do. So we only had her for one day, and not a complete day either. So I had two cameras going. And in the scene, really, although you didn't play at all, it ends with them hysterically giggling and losing control, just laughing like two friends laugh. It just wasn't working. I mean, it's very hard to, if you try, it's very hard to have a spontaneous laughter. It wasn't working, and because I didn't know Joan that well, I guess she didn't know me. So I said to one of the production assistants who were close to the Plaza Hotel, I said, get about four Bloody Marys. And so they came back after looking, and I had a couple Bloody Marys, and Joan had a couple Bloody Marys. And we shot the scene kind of like that. And actually, then Joan left. I had to do some pickup work. And I was feeling real good, and I didn't care where the hell the cameras were.
I'm trying to listen to your voice and hear how it's become the characters of Miss Piggy and Bert and Grover and
Don't
Fozzie
even
Bear.
Try. I'm amazed that I do Miss Piggy, first of all. The others I can understand a bit more. Piggy is beyond me. I have no idea how I do that. I mean, it's just, fortunately, I don't have to think about it. Neither do I have to think about the other characters. They're just there. They just happen. They're there after all this. These years.
When you're manipulating the character of Miss Piggy,
mm-hmm.
where are you?
Which I don't
you?
Do, do much anymore,
you,
actually.
You have other people do that?
No, nobody does my characters, nobody does Jim's characters, nobody does the other performers' characters. I just don't use her that much anymore. I try and save her for special occasions.
I can't believe she's allowing you to retire her.
I'm not retiring
her. She's so
her.
Aggressive.
No, I'm not retiring at all. I'm just saving. I'm saving her for special situations, special TV shows, special moments, because she's a very special character, and also because I don't have time. I have a family, and I'm working on movies and all that stuff.
Is it ever frustrating when you're working with real actors after you've worked with puppets for so long? You know, with a puppet, if you don't like the movement, you change it. You move your arm, you move the rod or whatever. You're working with an actor; they're a real person, and you can't just, you know, do the equivalent of pulling their strings.
You mean as a director or a performer?
As a director.
Well, it's a question that's asked often in some form, and when I direct, which is a misnomer in the first place, but when I, because you don't direct people, you work with them. But when I work with the performers, the puppeteers, I don't work with the puppets. I don't talk to the puppets. I talk to the professional, hardworking people who work for 20 years. And essentially, the difference between them and the normal actors, and they are actors, is that they will use puppets as a tool, and the actors will use their own bodies as a tool. Essentially, there's not much difference.
Mm-hmm.
And so I consider myself talking to actors either way.
Puppeteer and film director Frank Oz, who worked with Jim Henson to create The Muppets on Sesame Street and The Muppet Show. He spoke with Terry in 1988.